Yo, what up, what up, what up? Sorry we're late, but today on the Open Mic Radio Show, we're going to do more than make it up for you. Today, we're going to go through, talk about Mike Epps, racist strippers, dream killers, Uncle Greg's advice. We're going to have a Tracy Morgan moment, and we're going to have a classic deal with it, all coming up on the Open Mic Radio Show. Let's go.
Build a snowman. Come on, let's go and play. I never see you anymore.
This is why you're muted.
It's like it's gone away. We used to be best buddies, and now we're not. I wish you would tell me why. Do you wanna build a snowman?
She's the snowman. I make it wintertime. Heard the streets hungry, but it's dinner time. In the state patrol, they patrol the state. Jesus, no man, I patrol
the state. Three seals.
Hold for the 19-5. Front door service, she ain't even got a drive.
All right, all right. Welcome to the Open Mic Radio Show. I'm your host for today, Tig. And today we're going to do something special, man. We're going to do the Freebase edition of the Open Mic Radio Show. And today with me, we got Greg.
Yes, sir.
Mo.
Yes.
DJ K.
Hi.
Michelle Sondines.
Hello.
And today is going to be an awesome show today, man. Like I said on the preview, man, we got a lot going on. We're going to start off, as usual, seeing what's up with the crew. So, Greg, we're going to switch it up a little bit. We're going to switch it up a little bit this week. This week, I want to know something interesting that happened to you.
Wow.
That's how we're going to begin. I don't want to hear
so
about
the whole... So it hasn't been interesting the other weeks?
I don't want to hear about the whole week.
The other weeks haven't been interesting?
I want to hear about something interesting, specifically.
Okay,
you really are Mike.
Boom. How many P's are in there?
Specifically.
You are definitely taking his place.
Specifically, I'm part Cherokee.
Did you say specifically?
He said specifically.
I dare not to ask to spell that.
S-A-S-F-I-K. Suspectly.
No.
Great.
Okay, so you want to know something. I'm having a Keith week.
No! Save Uncle Greg.
I am having a Keith week.
We don't have enough people for the suicide watches.
I'm trying to tell you.
It's been a heck of a week,
yes,
man.
Indeed.
Okay. On the plus side, I found $5 at work.
Hey!
See that?
That's for every bad day you had. One for each.
Yeah.
Actually,
and I bought a turkey sandwich
with it. I'm talking about going the week. I'm not counting the weekend.
Was it good?
It was a good turkey sandwich.
Because you didn't really pay for it.
Yeah.
Did it have enough meat on it?
The world, yes.
That's important because, you know,
it had turkey, grilled cheese, and coleslaw.
Nice.
It was great. That was a highlight of my week, Tig. Found $5, had a turkey sandwich.
Boom.
Really.
That sounds like an awesome week, Greg.
Hey.
Really
Mo.
Exciting.
What happened in your week, Mo, besides your new hairstyle, which is lovely?
It is.
It's growing and it's really irritating me. But thank you so much because that means I have more work to do now that it's grown out, but I'm trying.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had a Greg kind of week.
We do not have enough people.
No.
I finally regrouped myself yesterday afternoon at about 4 o'clock because I was about to cancel all plans.
Okay.
I regrouped. Me, Adela, and Alicia went out to the Fillmore and enjoyed the show. So we saw Timmy Hall hosted.
Okay.
Damon Williams was here from Chicago, and Tony Woods was on the show. So it was a great, funny show. We had a good time. We haven't hung out together in a little bit, so we just had a ball. So it got me out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
I felt better. And then today happened, so I'm going to leave it right there.
And by today happening, you mean awesomeness happened.
Awesomeness is always there. It's just the stuff that tries to cover it up and swish it away and that kind of thing.
Exactly.
But the awesomeness remains at all times.
I know. Excellent. You're talking about me when you say awesomeness, huh?
I'm not talking about you.
You're talking about me.
Mm-hmm.
Kayla?
Yeah, well, I just got back off a road trip again.
Hey, road
Don't
trip.
Hey.
Took my mentees, my juvies. I graduated to Ocean City. It was senior week.
Yeah.
And my interesting was they have a club in Ocean City. You have to be 15 to 20 to get in.
15?
What?
And the gentleman at the door, because I thought I was standing there looking like a parent, but there were so many young people around me with gray in the hair. The guy was like, "Do you need a stamp?" And I said, "Oh."
Was Dwight Howard there?
No, it was a guy that looked just like him. It was a guy that looked just like him. Right. So that was like the interesting part, because the guy like held up the line and was like, "Are you going in the club?" And I'm like, "Ooh," and I walked away. So we came back safe.
Good. So, that's definitely a highlight. So the highlight was that you look younger than the young kids.
Oh man, they had some hard lives, boy. You deal with youngers outside the city.
Who you telling?
Goodness gracious, I couldn't.
Funny, and I hate to interrupt your moment because I know you get a moment. But on the stage, I think it was Damon who was like, he said something about somebody having a hard life walking against the wind with their face constantly. They walking this way and the wind blowing this way. Just
how about that? Getting hit with a rubber back.
Yes.
Coming back.
That is just a terrible thing. Yeah, they look so bad.
They were looking tight. Like, ooh.
So young.
Like, ooh. Man, this geometry killing me.
You know what I'm saying?
Body all over the place.
Like,
this damn algebra.
Like 15-year-olds with flupa already.
Already.
You ain't had a kid. Like, how did we get here?
That came out your mama was stretching.
Wendy's. Like, sirs. Like, no. Sirs. It's like, ma'am, are you going to hold the line up? I was like, you got
Wendy's,
and
McDonald's, and everything in the can.
I'm a child.
I'm here with my mama, and I'm leaving the line.
I ain't never met a teenager named Posetta.
Posetta.
Ain't that a plant? Gospel song? Blessed be the rock. No, that's Hosanna.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Michelle.
So, we all went to the left.
Yes.
Already.
I'm moving in a week or so, and so I had a really busy week, but
is
I was
good?
Able to, yes. I have a really terrible downstairs neighbor who just bangs on the ceiling every time we like take a step, and so we just tiptoe around, and I've had enough.
Okay.
So we're moving to another place.
I'm sorry about that. You have heavy feet.
I do. I'm a heavy walker. I walk with purpose in that apartment.
All right, now.
But Tuesday I was able to go to Sally's and do... quick 7 or 8 minutes. And
how was it?
I tried new stuff and it went well.
Good.
All right.
I'm trying to get a strong 20. People.
Strong 20.
I know a lot of people trying to get a strong 20.
There's a lot of people with 20. Not necessarily a lot of people with a strong 20.
I don't think T got a five.
I've been looking for this.
T ain't even got a five.
Y'all know somebody selling a strong 20. I ain't had a good one since I was on the West Coast.
You know what? But the interesting part about my set is that I've been trying to do more act outs. I think feel like it's funnier when you act out whatever you're doing, right? So I did this act out where I act out what's the film that goes through my head when I'm having sex.
When you're having sex?
Yes.
You have
anxious.
A film?
So you have a film. Is it the same film every time you have sex?
No.
Is it in color?
Is it
one of those black and white films?
And so I was saying what was going on in my head that I was afraid to say aloud because I was really anxious.
They had pills for that.
I know. But what I noticed is after the set, male comics keep coming up to me talking about that particular part, but not about my jokes, not the things that were funny.
But
did you see her bent over the stool?
No. Yeah, there you go.
Yes, I was, but there was a joke there.
They're not. They will never see the joke.
Never see the joke.
They will never see the joke. If you want them to know the joke, then you're going to stop. They can't bend over.
Hey, Mo.
You need to find a different position.
Yes. Hey, Mo.
Yes.
Want to know my interesting thing?
Actually, I was about to ask you, Tig, and then I changed my mind. But anyway, I would love to know the one and only one interesting thing that happened to you this week. And keep it short, please.
You know what's funny about the one interesting thing? It didn't happen to me directly. It's something I missed.
Okay, what'd you miss?
I miss Solly's on Tuesday night. Do you know what I miss? I miss Michelle sometimes
bent over
a bar stool.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Thank God for Twitter.
Do you got a picture?
Boom, I got a picture.
Oh, pass it. Oh,
pass the picture.
Pass
picture around.
Pass the picture.
Boom, passing that picture.
And you oh,
wait a minute, wait a minute.
I saw
hold
from
on,
a
what's going on?
And you expect them to talk about anything other than you being bent over the stool.
The girls were laughing. Boys are haters.
I will be tweeting this out.
They're not hating. They're not hating. They want.
I will be tweeting that out. And ever since Tuesday night at 11 o'clock p.m., it has been my screensaver. Boom.
Good way to support the team, Tate.
There is no I in team, but there is two O's and stew.
Way to take one or two for the
that's
team,
that's a
Michelle.
Capital.
At least they paid attention.
By any means necessary.
Was some I had to try something out. Now I know what the result was.
They was howling at the moon that night.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Tig.
That was my interesting thing.
So, Tig, tell us about your interesting thing.
That was my interesting thing.
That's it?
Twitter.
That's your week?
That was my interesting thing for the week. Other than that, it's been completely depressing.
Why?
Other than that.
Okay, I'm going to say this.
Okay, we all can't have
in comparison to our topic, we're having a better week than this man, Mike Epps. Have y'all seen
this? Jesus. But
Mike Epps.
Which is the topic of the day? Let's watch the newsreel.
Mike Epps.
If we can get it
and
to
his work. Anger issues. And cocaine issues.
TMZ says comedian Mike Epps allegedly took part in beating down a comic in Atlanta who reportedly cracked a few jokes at Epps' expense.
How you
Atlanta
mad, son?
He mad because it was probably funny.
Alleged fight that went down Saturday night at the Uptown Comedy Corner. The alleged victim, LeVar Walker, told police someone told him that Epps was waiting outside the club to speak to him. When Walker got outside, he reportedly told police he was struck in the face by Epps and then attacked by Epps and two other men. Walker was transported to a nearby hospital for treatment.
Petty.
Yeah, I actually...
I'm mad at the victim. The man said somebody... The man you was cutting on is outside waiting
for you.
But
you cutting on a joke.
It don't matter.
He might not even have
talked to him. I'm mad at the victim.
He might have thought that he really wanted to talk to him and what's up, man. He could have. I will give him that.
There's
he could have thought that.
Too many people I know, if I say something funny to their expense, especially if they need that much attention, like a Mike Epps.
I get it.
There's not too many people I know that can take
I'm
that.
Not going out back. I get it.
I blame the victim.
I get it.
Meet me in the street, a police officer.
No, he can Joe on a joke on anybody he wants to, just like any other comedian.
Let
so
me ask you
like, there's no excuse for beating and doing what they did.
To see if it was justified, do you guys want to see the video?
I actually saw the video.
The video thing, funny, thing I didn't catch that.
I thought it was kind of funny. It wasn't as serious.
Go ahead, do it.
Here goes the video.
It wasn't that big of a deal for
it wasn't. It was not. I thought it was funny.
Government checkup in here. But yeah, Kevin, I said you was overrated.
Okay. Here's the deal, mate. Before you get on me, get your
dick sales
up,
man. That's it. That's the whole video. He basically made a Vine video.
Exactly. It's a 15-second video.
It's a video. Yeah. And it was halfway funny. You know, that's it.
Right.
At best.
It wasn't even halfway funny. I mean, at best. I would have passed on it.
Right.
I
so why?
It was cute for Instagram now.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. So he could have picked Mike Epps or any damn comedian out here damn near and did the same thing. And then and then what? I'm just saying, in general.
Yeah. Well, he also
or the nose or whatever. You know, you could have picked almost any one of them.
But he also imitated Kevin Hart in the skit too, which wasn't it. But he also I also read that this guy opened for Kevin Hart as well. Yeah. So he's a pretty established comedian.
Mama said, if somebody says somebody want to meet you out back, you say no.
I get it. I get it. You don't go out back.
Don't give a fuck.
I don't think it was that serious.
I'm not taking away that part.
And for the comedians in here, have you ever had a time where you really just felt like whooping somebody in the club?
Of course.
Something they said? Or
Yeah, there was a time I had just started out, and there was I don't even remember her name. Anyway.
I think you do.
I don't remember her name. It was a
just whisper, we won't.
A Caucasian lady, and she was playing this like mousy character or whatever. So I go up there, I do my thing, and I do whatever. And then her first two jokes were about my jokes.
Ah.
and no one laughed.
She used you as material
because it was because she had none,
right? And you know, I'm loved, and why? And so why would you do that? Hey, and so I'm like, I'm sitting there smiling, and I'm like, how dare you? I think like I would like to go back to the old days when white people were afraid of black people because I feel like how dare you?
Well, I think that was just one of those incidents where a comic was trying to piggyback off of someone else, and it didn't work.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a cop out because of their lack of material.
But you know, I get that as a DJ, as a female DJ. Mm-hmm. Man, I have dudes that used to be back in the day, or their main man, or whatever, and it gets ugly sometimes.
I believe that.
Is it really ever worth to take it there over a joke?
Never.
It's. I mean, it's never there.
No, but you have to look at, mind you, not the successful people who are doing this for a business, but we're talking about the average person as an entertainer getting on stage. You have to understand why they're on stage. Mm-hmm. Whether it's self-esteem, whether I'm trying to create an image. You're talking about the average. We're talking about the people that have made it or are starting to do something who are actually trying to go on a certain path. Mm-hmm. We're talking about as a singer, what entertainer, period. You have to understand the average person. It's tight.
Yeah.
It's tight.
Okay, well, so what do you ask? Mike Epps is, although he's a well-respected comedian, he's still dog hard trying to establish a career.
But
he's
that's still what I'm saying.
Okay, so that's who you're referring
I'm
him.
Saying, I'm saying, okay.
The thing that gets me is, like, he drove a Ferrari to go get into a fight.
That don't mean nothing. And I'm that's a classic case.
The Ferrari key in my hand would have took my anger away before I left the house.
Because you're not thinking like he was thinking.
You know
what I mean?
Classic
case.
You get
what I mean?
I get it.
I'm about to leave
my big
hotel room.
Look at the type of person you are and the type of attention you need.
Your mental status and being between, we already have established.
You need attention. And it's taken away. It's tight.
Exactly. The attention on the stage is your high.
Mike.
And then when you have other issues,
put it surreal.
On top of those issues, yeah. Then you take it that seriously. There's no excuse for it, though.
But it's unnecessary.
Right.
You know, it's somebody that's on his status shouldn't even acknowledge
something
like that.
Shouldn't even acknowledge.
Yeah. But the problem is, obviously, it shows, regardless of where we see his status is, where obviously he doesn't see his status.
No, he's not feeling it.
Again, understand that
because he wouldn't have been that insecure.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
But he also just ruined probably chances that he might have just had, or opportunities that might have been coming his way. He just kind of
now it puts him in
another category.
Exactly.
You're that guy now. He's a statistic.
You idiot.
He's a rich guy statistic.
You're idiot.
Right.
My neck.
To answer your question, Tig, I've wanted to choke a lot of comedians throughout the years.
Save
but no, but it's never came to that point, thank God. But because of someone making fun or a parody video, it's not that serious. Mm-hmm. Now, what pisses me off is those comics that's lazy, mm-hmm. and that's not creative enough to write their own material, mm-hmm. and have the gall to go up on stage and do it in front of you.
That's not cool.
Yeah, now that's something.
That make you want to
yeah, that's something that'll get you boiling quick. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's all in how you handle it. Gotcha. You know, whenever I've had an issue like that, I approach that person. Right, you know, face to face, you know, it wasn't I wouldn't go behind that person and tell everybody and try to get a crowd going behind me about it.
Well, you're not gonna because that
doesn't because that doesn't change the situation and it doesn't resolve it. You know, right. Mm-hmm. Sometimes great minds do think alike.
Yep.
But it's just all in.
How big is a group of great minds?
It depends. If you have, you know, five different guys doing the same joke.
But it's still, that goes back to delivery. Again.
Guys.
You can have the same thought about the same topic, right, but you're not going to deliver
we're talking about delivery, right.
There was a point in time where I've seen, like, three or four different comedians on both coasts do the same joke. And it was like, it was almost verbatim. You know, they'll try to move it around, remix it, mm-hmm. but it's the same.
So do you think that was stolen by one or the other? Or do you really think that was a case of really, it's a basic topic and we pretty much thought the same way about
it? I think it's one of those things where, because you have people who lift jokes so much and so often that they forget.
That's all they do.
Yeah, that's well, number one is all they do, and then number two, they do it so much that they forget. Yeah, they forget where they actually took it from.
That's like So
logically, you can stand and have a conversation with them, and they will swear to your face that they didn't steal your joke and mean it.
Right.
Yeah.
And
I mean
there's two female comedians right now who are doing a joke about mahogany cards. And when I saw her, I'm like, oh, I must have heard it before. Didn't you do it at the show? And she's like, no, this is new. And I'm like,
Okay.
Did I hear that before? And I'm like, oh, she's doing a joke about mahogany cards. Slightly different, same issue.
Yeah.
Mm. Here's my thought. In the case,
and I'm wondering if I should tell the other ones, or they just perform together and find out.
In the case of Mike Epps and the status that he's on, and when I see other celebrities getting into trouble, I think of one thing. And that's the Chris Rock movie. Remember when he ran for president? Remember that?
Head of State.
And in that movie, there was a character played by a white woman who was his professional hoe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Do you guys remember that?
Yes.
I think more celebrities need to carry with them professional hoes. Because think about it. Think about Mike, if Mike Epps went to go beat up the dude after watching the video, if he had some woman come up, tug his arm, like, no, don't even worry about that. Let me come give you
a blowjob.
Oh,
let
great. Imagine when you were saying, if you were standing in the club, you saw somebody just steal your joke and you just pissed off, ready to rush the stage. Some beautiful lady just came up to you and said, hey, Greg, come in the bathroom and let me give you a blowjob. Like, that
what?
They're at every show. They can do that. They chose not to do that.
Or maybe every club should come up with one of those.
But they already have them.
But you talking about...
You mean like... Wait a minute. You mean like complimentary whores?
Exactly.
This one is on the house
show. But, you know, that shows you everybody in the profession is not a professional. My idol, Lawrence Taylor.
Okay.
I'm mad, of course, regardless of the situation that happened with the little young'un or whatever. But I'm mad that you are of a status. You should have an entourage or someone that close to you to provide such services for you. Another person, Mayor Barry. Love him. Greatest mayor of D.C. He has habits, and I'm mad that the man beside him did not provide for these habits before they got out of control.
That's all great and wonderful, and it makes sense, and I agree with that. You should have your group that is somebody should be responsible for trying to keep you from doing something stupid. But with all in said and done, you're going to do what you want to do when you want to do it.
No, but
exactly.
This man standing right there trying to stop me from doing it.
Would that stop
me? No, but I'm saying I'm not stopping you.
Would that be enough for you?
I'm providing it for you to take
It would slow me down a bit.
Because then when you got an entourage, you got somebody that you fall out with, then they setting you up.
We're talking about your true friend is not in the spotlight with you.
That's one thing I have, but your true friend is not always your true friend either when you start hitting the limelight.
But we also know a lot of celebrities don't have a true friend.
Right, exactly. So they straight setting up.
She's paid. She's a professional.
That's what I'm saying. We're talking about your true person.
Chris Brown needs a professional hoe.
Oh, yeah, he sucked.
Justin Bieber needs a professional.
You know what, Tick? You should write up a business plan and have a service.
Grab your arm and say, hey, baby,
I got your back.
Don't hit him in the mouth.
They need their parents and they need counseling.
But you know what?
They need counseling. They need a couch and they need the parents to be around them when they're developing and getting into the business, period. You need your parents to guide you when you're young. You need a counselor. You need somebody you can lay on the couch and talk to. And damn it, you might need a goddamn pill. Yes, I said it again. You might need a pill.
You know what else clears your mind?
A lot of these celebrities have very fragile egos.
But that's why they're eccentric. You know, so what they do.
I'm talking about the kids.
That's the truth.
Right. But with that being said, a lot of those people surround themselves around a bunch of yes men.
That's exactly why
So... You could probably have that one person say, hey man, let that go. You know, it ain't that serious.
Right.
Nah, I got to prove a point. I've been disrespected.
Hold on, just to bring it all around. Just kind of bring it up. I'm going to go around. Worth it, not worth it, why? Or why not? Greg.
Not worth it.
Obviously, it's not worth it.
you're driving a Ferrari and you're mad because God, the bus stop said something to you. Get your job. Michelle,
not worth it, not worth it, and why?
It is not worth it because if he had not have beat this dude down, nobody was would even know about that video at all.
Exactly.
Well, maybe therein lies the issue right there. Thank you, Michelle. Maybe it's just a little preparation for something he's got coming up.
Maybe a little publicity. But with that, we're going to shut it down and go to commercial break, and we'll be right back. OpenMicRadioShow.com.
No, this ain't my first way. Certified everywhere, ain't got a printed resume. Take y'all, talk crazy, I pull up underlay. R.B. to Nate, dog, I had to regulate.
I ain't like you like that because I'm trying to be sick. Sit your ass down, you are eating crap when I'm working. Exactly, sit down.
But eat your crap.
Like you paid to get there. Now get a mad, I mean really, but you don't like that. But like again, how you doing? To the left, how you love. My bitch, stand to the right. Cause I got no mic to fight you with.
Hit it with a left, hit it with a right. I'ma knock the fuck out like fight night. Hit it with a left, hit it with the right. I'ma knock the fuck out like fight night. If you know me, know this ain't my first way. Certified everywhere, ain't got a printed resume. Take out LA. Talk crazy, I pull up underlay. RP to Nate, dog. I had to regulate. Pocket rocket fire, watch him disintegrate. It's a short load coming on the interstate. Stay all on my dinner plate. Your man says she wanna make a sex tape. Rich, I can never be a broke. Broke, cause I can never get along with them. Always been hated since a little nigga. Always. Forever, gotta deal with it. Broke, stand to the left. My rich, stand to the right. Little mama, she keep looking at me. I'ma knock the fuck out like white night. Hit it with a left. When I walk up in the club, I bet I make a thunderstorm. Let them know that it's a whole lot of cash. Fuck, which is on the right all night? Which boat to the left by yourself? Fuck a D. Now who the
.com. Open Mic Radio Show. It's funny that Michelle earlier actually mentioned... She mentioned the thing about white people becoming more and more bold. And she mentioned
she's not happy about it.
Yeah, the time when they were a little more scared of people.
She said it from her heart.
And that actually...
She meant it. Mm-hmm.
That actually reminds me of stories that happened this week. And that actually brings me into the next topic.
I think I already know one of them.
The first one is, it was on CNN. It was a white supervisor that was going... That was... not allowing his black employees to drink from certain fountains, restrooms,
I remember,
and stuff like that. So I do have the audio and the video of y'all want to check it out comment on it. I thought this was crazy to me.
Nope.
Now I saw that one.
Then again, health-wise, it might be a good thing not to drink.
Hang an African American employee for drinking water from a quote. White people fountain.
Wow.
Sounds like something out of the Jim Crow days, but two employees at
was this Arby's
cotton warehouse in Memphis say warehouse that comment
a
and
cotton
other
warehouse.
Racist
cotton
were
warehouse.
Made to them between cotton August
chicken
of
warehouse.
Last year
they took it from the field and put it in a building.
Define irony.
To record his supervisor after what he described as listen. Months of discrimination, and here is just a small sampling of what he recorded.
Hey, look. I need to put a sign here that says white people only.
I knew you was a microwave.
Nah, hell no.
Why I can't use your microwave, man?
Nah, you're not white.
Hell no.
For real?
Mm. Back then, nobody thought anything about it. Now, it's everybody is maybe aware.
Is that Donald Sterling?
That's his cousin.
Willie Stern.
He signed on what?
What they do when they catch me drinking your water?
Well, that's where we hang. And there is more, according to
that's when we hang
you. And that's when we hang you.
A white supervisor referred to black employees as monkeys. And if they were to interrupt his conversation, he would tell them to shut up. Mm-hmm. Don't you hear a white man is talking? I mean, beyond the headline and this allegation of white Tennessee cotton boss threatens to hang black cotton factory.
All right, I'm done. Are
we,
okay. I'm done.
No, now,
that's
now,
the
okay.
part I remember.
Now, once again, exactly. Are we surprised?
Yes.
Yeah, I can honestly say
no. I'm not. No, I'm not. I mean, it's a cotton. It's a cotton factory in Mississippi.
It's a cotton field in a building.
To this extent, I am.
Tig,
I'm surprised at the stupidity of the man.
Right. I lived in Louisiana for 5 years.
Okay.
It ain't changed. I lived in the color purple in the early 2000s.
You were Sealy.
How about that?
Everything about
that?
You do.
No, I mean, certainly, and I understand what you're saying, but to be in that environment, we're talking about, I went to school with people, first generation graduating high school, going to college, parents didn't have electricity. Mm. This was in late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah. Wow.
Memphis, which is one step still behind Louisiana. Right. It's not a game. Outside of the big cities, no, sir. You are washing your shirt on the washboard.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. That is not.
And mind you, we're talking about black and whites. The mentality, again, well, because of the way you look, because I'm the biracial lady, because of the way you look, you can go to that stove because we don't go there unless it's on the weekend after church. Seriously. This was like 5 years ago.
Wow.
I'm going to show you guys the second story.
I'm angry.
Shut.
This is blatant racism day here on the show.
Sure. Oh, this one is. It gets better.
This is
a story of
bandit,
a racist stripper, and this is actually
this is in
Long Island or somewhere up north.
Really?
Yeah, I believe
this is New York. Yeah,
yeah, this is New York. Mm-hmm. So here's New her, York and then we'll just react to both of them at once.
Talk to this fucking nigga right now. I am telling you, he's video recording me. He scared the shit out of Anthony. He started in the car. He wanted to run his mouth talking about me being a nasty mother. Fucking say
really?
Something to him
I said
now.
That.
He's got me on videotape, and I'm still flipping the fuck out.
You called me a nigger.
I called you a nigger. You're a nigger.
Really?
Nasty fucking nigger.
Really?
Okay. You might want to get
because he's a fucking loser. That's why he thinks he's gonna get something out of it.
Oh no, wonder. I don't sue people.
Oh, he knows the cops. How many cops have I stripped for?
Stripped for.
Wow. And look at her children right there.
And her children in the background.
Of course. Again, racist.
Yeah, and one of them was yelling
just
out.
Just because she's a racist doesn't mean she doesn't take care of the kids and keep her with them.
I don't know.
People. She could have been.
Racism is learned.
That particular video, I don't know, because like if you see the whole video, there was something that happened before this dude started taping.
Yes. Okay,
there was an exchange between them two before he started taping.
Right.
Because when you watch it, it's almost like he's egging her on.
Yeah,
right.
And she bites right into it,
Now he started his he started his car something like where it scared the kids. Like he was moved, and he had the loud engine of the truck scared the kids. And she yelled at him. He probably said something, and then that's when she used
when the
N word.
And
then they went back, and he was recording her because he knew that she was flipping out.
He
was protecting himself.
But also, ladies and gentlemen, going back to geography, once you leave the big cities up north, there are places in Long Island that look like Ocean City.
I'm just saying, backwoods everywhere.
And mind you, talking about you getting into the New England mentality,
right?
Which is a northern, southern type of mentality.
I mean, people up north. That I feel like that's just. They don't act like that. I feel like they racist, but I feel like when they say nigger, their teeth are clenched. Look at this.
Her teeth wasn't clenched at all.
Her teeth, she
that's
was called
that's called an accent.
Called you a nigger.
That's called
like,
an accent.
I'm proud of calling
that's a different
a
accent. That's all.
That grows in the trailer.
It's and her kids are going to be just like her.
Not to link,
but
the
kids
two.
Are with
but do you guys think that after the swearing in of President Obama.
Shut up.
No. That people have felt, or white people have felt more emboldened to come out with stuff like this.
They
like you
have.
Have
they have
like
done
the
things
Tea Party.
I haven't heard so much racism since. I mean, Obama coming out was like, let all the racism out of underground.
No president has been as disrespected as Obama.
Yeah.
It's been awful.
In so many ways. It's never happened.
And that's why
ever.
We love him more.
Exactly.
Right. I don't think it's.
Because he is the man.
I don't think it's ever changed.
I think we all wish he would get taped behind closed doors because we want to hear him blast somebody one good time. Mm-hmm. But right. I do love him and respect his professionalism.
He can't do it right now.
Because I want to see him kick the microphone and the podium and be like, God, stop this.
But see, but he's not. And that's, now that's what, now that's what we want.
And I love him for that. And
that's what we want. But
before you leave,
President Obama. And that's what they deserve.
I can't wait till his term is over and he writes a book.
Yes, Lord.
And put all of that stuff out there.
Titled These Sons of that.
But people use him to say, of course there's no racism because look, we got a black man.
Let me ask this.
That has nothing to do with it.
No, it doesn't change anyone's heart or mind. There's still people are just as ignorant.
He is ideal.
Racism and a black president, they're not even, it's not even the same category. One has nothing to do with the other.
That happened to Obama and the things that you see and you see how the establishment treats him, does that make you feel more or less of a citizen of this country?
The same.
It is what it is. Yeah, man.
We have
so I mean, because it doesn't.
Is it okay to? It is what it is. Should we accept that?
It's the same thing. It hasn't changed.
And saying when I say now. It is what it is, I'm not saying it as I accept it. Okay. I say it in a sense where I acknowledge it.
Okay.
You know, it's. I don't think we should ever. You should never accept anything you're not comfortable with. Period.
Yeah.
But when we make movements, we have to do it together. There's a lot of people saying what others need to do. They need to do something. They need to do something.
They need to do themselves. What they need to do. The DEYs, they need to do. I hate
that.
Exactly. I don't like that. But I think that people are always waiting. We're the ones that we're waiting for. And it's our responsibility. Every single individual
responsibility
to interrupt. When we see even things that are on our job or in the street, it's our job to interrupt
racist
practices or bigoted practices. Because if we don't interrupt,
it'll get you killed. Then,
but you know what? It's sad to say, can you interrupt with some of us ourselves start or are a part of?
Like
ignorance.
Right. Really.
Perpetrating stereotypes.
Where do you start at? Because
yourself.
Right. Of course you have to start yourself. But I'm saying the level of ignorance and the people raising more ignorant people, the cycle continues. Where do you start with that? What part of the country do you go to first? Who's doing
it? It's your life. It's your everyday interactions with people. And when you choose to sit silent,
you can't reach out to everybody.
Have somebody that's not going to stay silent. So where would you start? Is my saying. I understand.
You start with yourself and your own personal space and work your way.
I understand that. Hey, Mo. That's if everybody did that, we would have one great big.
Right. I mean, but that's what I'm saying. That's
not going to happen. It's not going to happen. But it's not going to happen. So I'm like, what's the freaking purpose?
You marched with Martin. So
and we're here.
Generationally,
this was a good conversation.
What do you see?
We was there.
I'm ready for that.
Generationally,
Michelle, we was there.
I'm ready for the next topic.
Generationally, what would you say are the differences, Mo?
Ignorant parenting.
Is that what you see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the parenting skills have gone down. Based on a lot of different reasons and, financial reasons or whatever.
Lack of opportunities.
And not just lack of opportunities, because even when there aren't opportunities, there are opportunities. So
and we don't take advantage
of them. Exactly. So there are some lack of opportunities, depending on where you are, some lack of
giving a crap.
Some parents who don't raise their kids to be mature adults, but raise them to be big, giant kids for the rest of their life. So, it starts with parenting.
They raise them according to what they know.
I think
absolutely. But if you have a child, I think it's a responsibility. Even if you don't know, the one thing you should know is that you raise them to be an independent adult. You don't raise them to be as dumb as you are.
You have to raise them
only because if I go back to my father born in Alabama, the racist bloke, he's 80 years old. He'll be 80 years old in October. Born in Alabama, his father didn't know nothing different than what he knew. He did what he did or whatever. But my father and his mother were smart enough to know that either I need to get out or I need to do something. But basically, I need to get out. But common sense kicks in. I'm not talking about what you don't know. I'm talking about
the uniqueness of your parents at that time. We're not talking about the minority that rules the majority.
Well,
we're talking about the average person.
I'm talking the average person because technically he's an average person that grew up in Southern Alabama that shouldn't even be alive today.
But he left.
Exactly. Right.
But that's the uniqueness about him.
We're
going to bring it home. Let Greg have final thought. Greg.
Okay. I would just say on that point, those who leave have a much better opportunity. Absolutely. But for those who stay, it's kind of hard to teach your kids more when you don't know more.
I agree.
So, you know, that's how we have these vicious cycles. You know.
I don't think you just cut it off and don't do it.
Okay. Mo?
That was great, but it's fine.
I see so many people lost who really try to pretend. But am I just another white boy who's caught on to the trend? When I take a step to the mic, is hip-hop closer to the end? Cause when I go to shows, the majority have white skin. They marketed the windmill, the air flare and head spin. And white rappers' albums really get the most spins. The face of hip-hop has changed a lot since Eminem. And if he's taking away black artists' profits, I look just like him. Claim the culture that wasn't mine, the way of the American. Hip-hop is gentrified and where will all the people live? It's like the Central District Beacon Hill to the South End, being pushed further away because of what white people did. Now, where's my place in the music that's been taken by my race? Cultural appropriated by the white face. And we don't want to admit that this is existence. Still scared to acknowledge the benefits of our white privilege. Cause it's human nature to want to be part of something different, especially when your ancestors are European Christians. And most whites don't want to acknowledge this is occurring, cause we got the best deal, the music without the burden of being black in a system that really wants you to rock. Cause all you need is a program and you can go and make hip hop. And we hate the mainstream, cause we're the ones that took it. Now we listen to ASAP Rock and wear t-shirts that say Brooklyn. But it's not about black and white, right? I mean, good music is good music regardless of what you look like. But when you don't give them props, isn't that selfish? That's like saying rock was actually started by Elvis. So where does this leave me? I feel like I pay dues, but I'll always be a white MC. I give everything I have when I write a rhyme, but that doesn't change the fact that this culture's not mine. But I'm gonna be me, so please be who you are. This is something that's effortless and it shouldn't be hard. I said I'm gonna be me, so please be who you are. But we still own 40 acres, now we stolen their 16 bars. Hip-hop started off in a block that I've never been to counteract a struggle that I've never even been through. If I think I understand, it's because I flow too. That means I'm not keeping it true. Nope. Hip-hop started off in a block that I've never been to counteract a struggle that I've never even been through. If I think I understand, it's because I flow too. That means I'm not keeping it true. I don't rap about guns, so they label me cautious. But I don't rap about guns because I wasn't forced into the project. See, I was put in a position where I could choose my options. Blessed with the privilege that my parents could send me to college. Now, who's going to shows? The kids in the block starving? Or the white people with dough that can relate to my content? Marketed the music, and now adapted to the lifestyle. What happened in jazz and rock and roll is happening right now. Where's my place in the music that's been taken by the media? With white corporations controlling what they're feeding you. I brought up ASAP Rock, but I'm not even dissing, dude. We love hip-hop, and what do you think the Caucasians are listening to? And I speak freely when I write this. If a black MC examine race, there goes half their fan base. White kids, and this is so true. And we didn't even have to fight the system. We just went and picked up the microphone.
And we're back, and we're back. Be rapping,
but only support. I ain't got no magic, Jack.
Right. And we're back, man. Speaking of ignorance, we're about to jump into one of my favorite segments that we do have, and that is Dream Killers.
Woo!
And we got something special.
Is it a new one? That's all I want to know.
We have a new artist.
Good.
Not JJ Ice.
No. No.
Not LeVar Burton.
Not LeVar. Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow.
Wow.
Today's artist, his name is Jay Kelly.
Jay Kelly?
Jay Kelly. And the name of the song is I Be Nutting in These Bitches.
Oh, I'm done already.
Wait, I beat the nutting out of
no.
I be nutting in these. I don't even know why.
Oh, I be. Oh,
exactly.
Releasing his semen.
So I'm gonna keep I'm gonna keep the mics hot.
For all the
educated people releasing. The
semen. And I'm gonna let you guys just comment and go. There's video too, guys.
Are there words? I'm mad at social media allowing these people.
Oh boy.
I like the music though.
Oh boy.
Sound a little bit like Lil Wayne.
He has hair like Lil Wayne. Oh
my god. I like the beat though. I like the beat. Sound like Lil Wayne a little bit.
It's like the same beat they all use though.
I mean, the track is hot. I don't understand. Why does she have a cup of Magnums?
Because she only deal with those that use the Magnums.
But she has a cup of them.
Yeah, for a couple.
A cup, C-U-P.
Yeah, for a couple.
And just a little backstory, this dude is a 32-year-old accountant.
He's bored.
You know what? I think this is on his bucket list. He's like, I want to be a rap. I want to rap before.
Early midlife crisis?
Yeah.
Exactly which bitches does he be nothing in? I feel like.
The ones with the Magnum in the cup.
I feel like.
Wait, how
is there any lyrics to this song?
How can you not
be nothing in bitches? No. Are there any lyrics to any song you think?
And this bitch.
And who's that? Like,
who's the retard that they got? Do they cast like as an Keisha. Extra?
Oh, he's throwing the condoms away.
Because he be in
these. Oh, I understand.
Like, what do you think? That if there is a guy behind the camera, what is he thinking right now?
He's doing
I'm
a bounce.
He's, you know what he's thinking? Money. You know what he's thinking? Tig, you know what he's thinking?
In the Magnums, or is he not in the bitches?
In the bitches. He threw away the Magnums.
He just had the
when they say bitches, they mean as in roof roof
as female dogs.
Yeah.
You know what? I think the cameraman was thinking, man, I'm glad I got my money up front.
Exactly. Yeah.
The cameraman is doing a nay-nay. He's doing a nay-nay. All
right. Done with that. Greg.
Saying that he doesn't even
Greg.
Do
yeah. Greg, instant reaction.
I don't get, his voice doesn't match. He looked like he played for Grambling or something like that.
Hey, don't talk about my school. That's my alma mater. Shout out to Doug Williams and Eddie Rock. God rest your soul, marching band right. for life.
He's a larger gentleman. And he sounds like he's a mouse.
I think this goes back to where we're at as a culture. Because people come up with this stuff. They put it on the internet in hopes that this is going to get them hits. You know, it's not even about getting discovered. You remember back in the days when people put up videos to try to get a record deal?
Yeah.
Now it's like, I just want to get hits on YouTube.
Yeah.
So, no matter how ridiculous.
Because I don't have to go that other route.
Talent not included.
It's not necessary.
Dream deferred. Yeah.
I mean, when you see like artists like Soulja Boy and Justin Bieber, and they became famous off their YouTube hits.
Exactly, it is about the getting the hits. That's how you get hits.
I get it, but okay, they're somewhat talented.
The day of someone playing the bass guitar and. It's over.
What's a bass guitar?
The day of doing music and actually being a musician.
Don't talk about me.
Yeah. Like over. Where
I can still play for church.
Where do all the people go after case. Band camp? Where are all those the band heads?
The few of us got you know where
they
at?
They're working 9 to 5.
Yeah, Walmart. Like, no, honestly, it
doesn't do anything for me.
Because I am a band person. I want to. You know, Grambling State University.
I've seen the pictures.
You seen the pictures? GSU. But even, mind you, once it gets past high school, it's only still a few of us who actually kept playing and became professional. Again, we're talking about, you know, our generation, those of us 30 and older, usually every other person played piano at the age of 4.
Yeah.
Like, you we're going to make you play. Whether you ding, you know, the little red book with the white letters, fine.
Yes.
Hey. After that, it fades. We are in technology. Again, first time I went in the studio and the guy pressed a button and it sounded like my instrument. I threw my instrument down, walked out. You ain't practice, I'm upset.
Right. But these people are terrible. That was terrible.
And, you know, I disagree. I think that was genius.
Why? You know why do you think it was genius?
Break it down,
Kay.
One thing for all of you that listen to it, the background was just like the song that's out that says, feel some type of way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So therefore, it's a catchy hook.
The cadence.
And it's going to pick up down south first. Mm-hmm. And when you say that he is actually an educated guy, that means he knows what he's doing and he's going to get off the market. I'm with him.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of rappers out there that has college degrees, but they have that appearance as if they.
There are 6 songs on the radio right now that have that same backdrop and hook, which means he strategically.
Each one teach one and start with ourselves.
And what we're talking about nothing. We're talking about balling, blinging, nuttin', all that. So here we go.
So
I'm with him.
So you're making our kids think it's okay to do that and have more babies that you can't take. take care of, and it's all good. And but you know what? AIDS and every disease and everything else.
But younger generation not having kids anymore because they do other stuff.
They can't have kids. Half of them because they done fuck their bodies up before they even get of age to have a damn baby.
And she said, "Fudge,
fudge." Mo's doing her best Eminem impression right now.
She is. Bless her heart.
Oh, I try by having young gentlemen children who take piano.
I think he's.
And eat
brilliant.
Salmon.
I think he's brilliant.
He's a accountant. He's gonna make money.
As soon as he said wait, idea. Let's be clear. That in particular is not gonna make him any money.
Yes, it is.
How?
Every time he said nothing up, I was sitting here bouncing, thinking I'm some type of way. I'm telling you, it can go in the club.
Because you said, like you just said, because he's a an accountant, do I believe that he has the ability to make really good money off of that song?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The song sucks. Mm-hmm. I hate him for making it, and I hate everybody who's going to allow their children to listen to it. But exactly.
All we know, but he's an accountant. Really, that just means he can add. I mean, we don't know
about that money.
If he's a good accountant.
We don't know if he's a good accountant.
And the cameraman,
we don't know if he just got fired off of being an accountant.
And the cameraman's a CPA and going marketing.
But all right. Said done, if that's
like,
the case.
We going to get it. We
hey,
gonna get
hey,
this
I got a
money.
Birthday party for Adela Banks tonight. I'm gonna crank it at the 60th birthday
oh
party.
Oh my god. Make sure and play vitamins as well.
Oh, most definitely. And you're gonna get biracial. And you're gonna get biracial.
We're gonna have a good segment, man. And we're gonna come back with Ask Uncle Greg.
Yeah.
Hey, Uncle Greg.
I like having sex, I like girls who ride. I like my cup full, I like turning up. And I like brand new stuff, so this is what I love. I like that money, baby. Money, baby, money, baby, yeah. Money, baby, money, baby, money, baby, yeah. Money, baby, money, baby, money, baby, yeah. That is just I like, yeah. Whoa. I like taking hopes, but I stopped doing that. So once I hit her with that, she don't know how to act. Blowing up a new phone, can you please fall back? Hey, love, just leave me alone, I ain't got time for that. I like a that like, baby, that can roll it up. And a rider that's gonna hold me down no matter what.
Stay down.
Sipping goods, so please don't worry about what's in my cup.
It's not yours.
And she on them, so yeah, you know she down, down. It's going down, it's going down, it's going down.
Little bit.
I'm gonna stay 100 and you counterfeit.
I can't fuck with you.
And you ain't in my crew if you ain't tryna get rich.
Gotta run that up.
And I'ma down, yeah, she love that shit. Yeah, I like smoking, I like getting fly. I like having sex, I like girls who ride. I like my cup full, I like turning up. And I like brand new stuff, so this is what I love. I like that money, baby. Money, baby, money, baby, yeah.
Money, baby.
Money, baby, money, baby, yeah. Money, baby. Money, baby, money, baby, yeah. That is what I like, yeah.
I like chilling with your bitch, and I like third time she gets some feeling, then she and I ain't the police, so I ain't cuffing her. And I like buying no whole shit to burn it up. Let me in, let me in. Let me see you and your friend. I'm trying to go in, yeah. She like Miley, she like. She want the Instagram, but I ain't with that shit. In a hotter, in a shit, chiller. And I stay flexing on her, flexing on her. And I stay dressing like I'm rich. Don't watch me, you better watch out, better watch out. Yeah.
I like smoking, I like getting fly. I like having sex, I like girls who ride. I like my cup full, I like turning up. And I like brand new stuff, so this is what I love. I like that money, baby. Money, baby, money, baby, yeah. Money, baby. Money, baby, money, baby, yeah. Money, baby. Money, baby, money, baby, yeah. That is shit I like, yeah. Whoa.
Mills with the color thread.
All right, and we're back, man.
Oh, the pleather outfit. Okay,
I did.
You Foreman Mills.
Foreman Mills.
They are not a sponsor.
I got eight pack of socks for $2.99, and one sock was shorter than the other, so I still got six for $3.
Yeah, you want them yet? Because they're not gonna last.
Yeah, the six. Yeah,
you want them already?
Mm-hmm. They're good for about a season.
I was about to say they're gonna last.
They were $3.
Okay.
You want to introduce the next set?
So this is the time of the show that we collect some poor, misguided folks who need some advice, and we feel that we can bring these letters to this forum and ask Uncle Greg what he would tell these folks to do. There are some really they really need some help. So you focus, Uncle Greg. Focus.
Channeling.
All right.
Focus, man.
Channeling my inner Oprah.
So we have
your own.
My own. Last week we had just women, but this week we have a gentleman.
Okay.
Who has written? His name is Joseph. Joseph, are you listening? Ears up. I have a serious dilemma in my relationship. I've been dating my gal Kim for about a year and a half.
AKA T.
And it seems we've reached a crossroad. You know, the marriage crossroad. Are we ready to get married or not, right? I love her and wouldn't mind being in a family with her. But the problem is she's not ambitious enough for me. I really don't want my wife to be sitting at home twiddling her thumbs all day watching the stories.
That's not what she's going to be twiddling.
Okay, so this is where it gets tricky.
Oh, my bad. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
This is where it gets tricky. I have a 4-year-old son from a previous relationship. And all of a sudden, a little rekindle happened between his mother and I. Mm-hmm. And it's been getting to a little form, a little... Maybe it's because we both have a certain responsibility, but we are just clicking at this point. I've started to gather feelings for her again, and I really need some advice on what to do next. Any help?
Hmm.
There's a couple issues going on here.
Yeah, it's a couple of things
right
going
there,
on.
Uncle Greg, I know you know what
Uncle
to do.
Uncle Greg. Oh,
okay. So let's look at what we got here. On one hand, he's in a relationship with someone who... I assume wants to get married.
Yes.
But she doesn't seem to be ambitious enough to be a wife. Mm. Yeah. Then on the other hand, why are you laughing, T? Are you waiting for it?
You deep right now. You about to drop some knowledge.
Because I was unsatisfied with my advice last week.
Be good.
Yeah.
No.
So, okay. So, baby mama.
Yeah.
Clicking with the baby mama.
Yeah.
Hmm. It's all in what you want, though. Mm. You gotta go with what you want.
Can we have everything?
Can you have everything?
He can't have both.
You can try to have everything.
Right now, he is.
Well,
right.
He's gonna have to make it.
Well, he has. Yeah. He has to make.
One of them gonna make a decision for him.
Yeah. It's gonna end badly. Because here's the thing about having everything. You can't have everything all the time.
I don't believe in that. That's hogwash. To heck with you.
But this is Ask Uncle Greg.
I know. I'm just saying. You can't have a wife and clicking with the baby mama that may progressively go somewhere. It sounds like he may be leaning back towards the baby mama. Because if your ambition is towards someone... And they're not there with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to float somewhere else. Hmm. So what he has to make a decision on, you know, do you want to proceed with going with baby mama, or are you going to stick it out with your fiance?
Do you really want her?
So
do you really want me? Do you really want her?
So
he has to make a decision.
Do you really make a decision. Her? I don't know. I would say, I don't know. Have a coin toss. Whichever one.
Okay, now see, check this out, though.
He
said he's flip. Thinking about, you know, mingling and whatever with his baby's mama and, you know, they twinking or whatever. She might not want a relationship with him no more. What about that? Did she say something about that in there?
Hey, whoever throws it back the best. Is which one I say go with.
At the end of the night,
throws it back the best?
Yes. Whichever one throws it back
the best. Uncle Greg.
Yes.
Whichever one throws Uncle it back
Greg.
The best.
Uncle Greg, is that with an arch on your back? Yes. Is that with the arch on the back?
Yeah.
Right, I hear that.
All right. Well, then, so this weekend, Joseph, Put them both to the test. Let us know how it turns out.
Yeah.
But that
make them have a twerk off.
Okay. Good.
While playing the Dream Killer song.
Okay, here we go.
Let's go.
Hey, Uncle Greg. Here's the next letter. Hey, Uncle Greg. I've been with my man for 7 years and engaged for 2. Wow. And we have 2 children together. He cheated on me. Mm-hmm. I did not have a clue, but he confessed it to me.
Mm. Why you do that?
And I did forgive mistake. Him. I just wanted to know if it's a good thing when a man tells you or when you find out on your own.
Now, this is a woman asking.
Asking
Uncle Greg.
If it's
Uncle
a good thing
that
for,
he told her. Does that make it, you know, can she trust him or is that, does it make a difference whether he told her or not?
Well, for her, it's a plus. For him, stupid! Why would you do such a thing? Dummy.
Why commit the crime?
So
and
is it
go
okay that
officers?
He just keeps doing it and then just make sure he tells her every time?
If she's good with that, like, hey, look, you know, Stacy called.
My bad.
I'm about to go over there. I'll see you tomorrow.
My yeah, bad, dog. You know,
I slipped.
I slipped. I fell. Bang. Kool-Aid.
Up in it. No bad.
Now it's the fifth time.
So, yeah. Which is it? Is it good or not good? Fuck her.
For her, yeah, it's good. If he's dumb enough to keep telling, man, keep your mouth shut. When it comes to a situation like that,
that's what
when it mean. Comes to a situation like that, mm-hmm. man, you got to act like you're being interviewed by the cops. Don't say nothing about nothing. You didn't see
shut
nothing.
Up, asshole,
you didn't do nothing. Get representation if you feel like you're going to crack.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Next up. Another letter. Oh, another trust issue.
Ah!
My fiance and I have been together for 12 years.
12 long years.
But we do not fully trust each other. We both did things that we shouldn't have.
Okay.
And we can't really move on from it.
I guess 12 we both, years. Y'all ain't got married.
We both love each other. Love each other, but don't know how to trust again. What should we do?
Oh.
Stay together and don't bother nobody else.
Okay.
That's what they should did.
This
Uncle
is,
Greg.
No, this is actually a good one. Okay. Now, she done some things, right, Tig?
Mm-hmm.
He done some things, right?
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They can't quite get the trust past that. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what works in relationships?
Mm-hmm.
When you do things together.
Mm. Okay.
So, you know what their problem is? They need to do more things together. I think they need to have an orgy.
True.
So he
think about now. Walk with me on this. She done
hobbies,
done some things.
Same hobby.
He done some things.
Do them together.
They can't get trust together. So if we're both doing it together, be like, hey girl, I see what you doing over there.
Okay, so that's you? A foursome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Foursome.
Or if they want to make a group.
Yeah, make it a group thing. You know. Karen is sharing.
Mm-hmm. Karen is sharing.
Teamwork.
Teamwork.
Teamwork. It makes the dream work.
Look, hey, look at it as a team building exercise. To strengthen your relationship. If y'all can't do things together, what's the point?
Especially things you like to do.
Especially.
Right. Things that you like to do. Well, that is great. Swingers.com. And that's where we're at.
Yeah.
We have one last one. This is from a dude.
Okay.
And this is a place where a lot of us find ourselves in. Uncle Greg.
Yes.
My man's girl is a huge whore in our hood.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody
my man's
knows.
Girl.
In the hood.
My man's girl.
Got it.
Okay, plural.
Is a huge whore. Everybody knows it except for him. Should I keep letting people laugh at him for wiping her?
He know.
Or tell him. Keep in mind, he's the type to tell her, hey, so-and-so told me you were sleeping around the hood. What should I do?
He already know.
Keep your mouth shut. Because your boy already knows.
He said he don't know.
He know.
He knows. He knows. Listen, every guy.
The whole neighborhood know. He know.
Yeah, every guy who's ever been in a relationship with a loosey-goosey and decided to wife that loosey-goosey.
Okay.
He knows it. He's in denial about it. And your homeboy wants to tell you, hey, man. But behind closed doors, he's going to tell his boy, man, I know that. I don't need you to keep telling me that. I don't need you to keep reminding me that my wife done is the neighborhood bike. and everybody on taking a ride on it. True okay, that. I don't need that.
True that.
Keep your mouth shut. Because see what eventually happened is he's going to tell him about the time that he got it.
Hater.
Oh.
And then we have problems.
So the theme for this week's advice is...
Shut up.
Keep your mouth shut,
ladies and gentlemen.
And
if that one doesn't work, swingers.com.
As Uncle Greg.
Well, I don't know a no one that could cover for me. Yeah, got some game from my day. So she might say she love me. She don't love me like she say she love me. Believe me. Believe me. I'm a nigga boy that love me in the street. I'm not trying to find nobody else to be. I'm the one they kind of see because they are. Believe me. Rip. It's been me and Young Tune off the rip. That's the man that put me in the end. If a nigga f*** with him, I put him down quick. Got a verse for anybody who won't talk about the clip. I've been taking light, you don't wanna hear me trip. God, do y'all really know who y'all f***ing with? Yeah, I mean, you can't blame me for wondering. Doesn't matter, could be winter or the summer. On the road, I do One Direction numbers, I don't f***ing miss. Yeah, Stunner and Magno. When Wayne was gone for 8 months, we put this thing up on our back. And I was snapping off on every single track, though. Collect card from the boss, like where we at, though. I was like, huh, it's our time, nigga. He left Rikers in the Phantom, that's my nigga. And I be rocking with the Tina Carter 9. And we YNC and be waiting on somebody to try, nigga. Yeah. I'm the only one to get the job done. I don't know and no one that could cover for me. Yeah, got some game from my day. So she might say she love me. She don't love me like she say she love me. Believe me, believe me. I'm that nigga boy that love me in the street. I'm not trying to find nobody else to be. I'm the one they come to see because they are. Believe me. Lord knows I murk one of these. His and hers Ferraris. One for me, one for my daughter. Waiting for someone to test me like a Harvard. I told her 223, two Michael Jordans. Come on, fight these shell casings like a lawyer. Nigga, find out where you stay and act like we find some oil. Got out of duct tape, so when he praying, I ignore the nigga. All I gotta say is sayonara. Drop dead gorgeous with the bitch ain't dying for a nigga. Where the real queens at? Shout out Capone and Noriega. We could shoot it out and see who lived to tell a story. Little diamonds in my rolling face. Cannot be exfoliated. To get the job done. I don't know and no one that could cover for me. Yeah, got some game from my day. So she might say she love me. She don't love me like she say she love me. Believe me, believe me. I'm that nigga boy that love me in the street. I'm not trying to find nobody else to be. I'm the one they come to see because they are. Believe me. Rip. Had to get it popping off the rip. Rich young, that ain't never had a trick. Slim thug flow, but you know I like them thick. If she get a job at DOA, I drop her on the tip.
And we're back, man.
Yeah. Why so down?
I know.
That's how I'm starting. Pump it up, man.
Are you hot, man? We got a fan going.
That are so deep. That we I'm have saying. To get into them.
We need some silliness.
I'm trying to get.
And I need you to act you stupid happy, like
you
usual.
You want some happy? I can't act stupid.
You can't act stupid.
You know why I can't happy. Act stupid? Because, you know what? I had a run in today. You know what? Let's be real, people.
I need you to act stupid.
Let's be real, people.
We got to figure this out.
Let's be real. I had a run
been
in.
Too real
I had
show.
A run in today. A run in with a nigga itis and people showing up late. And I'm
feeling your pain and my flow is off.
It's not too
it's
many
really
of
off. It's been off for a long
watches.
Time, but yeah, I feel you.
Your flow is off.
It's been off for
but
years.
But that's
2002.
You're
cheating.
That's called menopause.
That's 2002.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, these expressions are not a reflection of the old Mike Radio show. These are not reflections of the old Mike Radio show. These are independent.
It's a hysterectomy. Anyone here?
Thought processes.
But yeah, we're gonna get to the next segment. I feel like it's a happy segment, and you know,
I'm not saying it's not happy.
We never talk about
not...
things like this, so I feel like you know.
Mike's not here.
You're Mike today, so of course you get to do whatever you want, say what you want, and we don't count as usual.
Happy.
So therefore,
why do we go negative all of a sudden. This is how I treat Michael. What are you saying?
Don't fight.
He's Mike today. Hey, so Mike is the Dalai Lama, the this, the that, the all of those things, and that's what Tig is acting like today.
Hey,
so I had to treat him like I treat Mike.
Treat me like you treat Mike. Why gotta be all that?
We're so disgruntled right now.
I'm not disgruntled. I am a happy biracial person.
Hello?
Yo.
Mike.
Hey! What's it's up? Our fearsome crew chief.
I don't want to hear it.
As you can see, Mo is being her usual cheery self.
I wouldn't expect it any other way.
Crew chief, what's happening, man?
Not much, man. I'm listening.
I didn't
to
hear
the
that.
Show.
What'd you say?
I said I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm listening to the show. I'm enjoying listening and not participating. it feels good. Uncle Greg, great advice. Everybody can just shut up. hold on a second. No, Deja, you can't right now. Daddy's on the phone.
She needs to go to the bathroom.
She needs some fruit snacks.
She needs to go to the bathroom, doesn't she?
Get that girl some gushes.
Get Daddy a second, okay?
She can't hold it that long. Stop playing, man.
That's sweet.
All right. What's going on, family? How y'all doing?
We're having fun, man. We're holding the fort. We are holding the fort down.
So how's Tig doing so far?
Tig is doing an awesome job.
It depends on who you ask.
Tig haphazardly mutes my microphone. So other than that,
that's not haphazardly. It's on purpose.
You know what?
It's something about when you're in the driver's seat. You got to mute people.
And it's not Michelle's fault. I keep mixing her mic up with Mo's.
He's trying to mute me and doesn't want to mute Michelle.
That's why I always make sure Monique's sitting at the same mic every week. That way I can always hit the same button.
See?
He's not you, but he is doing a good job. Mm-hmm. I'll give him credit just because you're here and on the line. He is doing a very good job, yes. But he's getting on my goddamn nerves, though.
See that?
So you got it next week? Because I think I'm going to take next week off, too.
Oh, if you're not here, I ain't coming. I'm just joking.
She sounded so serious and sincere when she just said that.
I was joking.
So, Mike, tell everybody what you've been up to, man.
Oh, man. I've been, 5 days straight. Was it 4 or 5 days? Straight comedy. And this week, this Thursday, I'm at the Baltimore Comedy Factory.
I know.
We will
that.
Be in the building.
Plug.
Yep.
Take over.
Yeah, I'm at the factory. And then I'm somewhere else, man. But I just launched my website. I just dropped it. I finished it all. The new design, everything is done. So everybody check it out. www.omikeb.com.
www.omikeb.com.
Nice.
And I'm waiting for this email for this one last thing. And then we'll be on the move. No, Deja, you can't have Daddy's hand. I'm on the phone.
Aw. Hold her hand.
Mike, we're about to get into the segment that we talked about, the I am who I am because, and just going to
Hold on one second. No, Aiden, you can't have the water bottle. It's open.
Hi, little knock-knock.
Get them kids some fruit snacks, man.
And throw on some Yo Gabba Gabba.
Stick your finger in some ramen right there, guys.
I'm let y'all get back to the show, man. I just wanted to call there, let y'all know I'm listening.
Did you want to mention some of your influence there, Mike?
Who's your comedian influences?
Besides Tig. Okay, we'll talk to you later, Mike.
Really? he really is me. He's being you.
Wow.
You actually have to be on the scene.
Hey, you guys want to hear something awesome, though?
No.
I get to do something
no.
that nobody ever gets to do. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead, finish.
You're going to cut him off. He's about to cut you off. You do
what
know
you saying,
that.
Mike?
Good,
and
Michael.
That is why he's the Dalai Lama.
To do it.
Beat me to the punch. All right, Greg.
You can't announce it. You can't set it up, right? Tig.
I can't tell you holes in
seen
front
the, He saw the punch coming, Tig.
Exactly.
Hey. Use the jab. Use the left.
I just got Pacquiao. I did. I am who I am because Greg.
You are who you are because of Greg?
I am who I am because... Wow. I got a lot of influence. I got a lot of influence in comedy. I like different people for different reasons, like Jerry Seinfeld, Cedric the Entertainer, Richard Pryor, of course. My mom. My mom is hilarious. My mom is like that old school funny. Like, you know, she'll just curse you out for no reason. No explanation. It's just like, you know. And then she has like, she curses people out in like old school slang. Like, she still use the word heifer. Heifer and sissy. Like, when was the last time you heard somebody be called a heifer? That heifer gets on my nerves. I'm like, me too.
A lot of heifers. It's a lot of heifers out here.
That's why I am who I am, because of great comedians in my family. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mo. Really?
Mo.
We went from all this political, racial. Now we got to get into who we are and go back to our history and our roots.
We know it's not about that. It's about, you know what I'm saying, getting to know the crew.
Right now, the crew is disgruntled.
I'm just saying.
I'm still not having my happy moment.
Come on, Poisey.
Because I'm happy.
Come on.
We're going to play some Pharrell after this.
I'm going, I am me because I'm not a freaking comedian.
I rise.
I know, but where do you
like the apprentice?
I am very much sarcastic, and I'm very much
no, not you, Mo.
Intelligent.
No, no, I will not accept
I have
that.
Learned to
no
do anything and be anything I want, and that is because of my grandparents and my parents who all worked hard and did what they needed to do, made sure we were well taken care of, and there were no limits on put on us on what we could do or be. So I don't put limits on myself, and I didn't put limits on my children.
I don't feel happy.
Life is good.
You're not happy yet? It's not happy?
But no, you know, this is not like a happy moment.
I don't feel.
First of all,
all of them except for one
are dead. So, you know, no, I'm not happy right now.
I'm happy.
That's touching.
Thank God my dad is still here, and he'll be 80 in August, and I nice. Can't say what I'm going to do because I haven't figured it out yet. But anyway, he'll be 80 in October, in August, and he's still here, and he Apple. Still loves me, and I'm his black stallion, and I was my grandpa's chocolate drop. Those things make me happy.
Yes.
Smile.
Spread your wings and fly.
Kayla.
Kayla.
I don't know how to follow that.
Whoa.
Well, I'm always funny. No.
Premiere?
No, never.
Really sarcastic?
Spinderella.
I mean, comedic wise, you know, I get that from my dad. My dad was a mixture of Bill Cosby and Red Fox.
Nice.
So that's where I get my sense of humor from. Yeah, he was, God rest his soul, that band was off the chain. God bless my mother with Angel. Music-wise, as far as DJing, I mean, again, I'm a professional musician, so you're talking about Cab Calloway.
Oh, I love Cab Calloway. Oh, he's one of my all-time favorites.
You know, definitely Prince, because by the time I hit high school, I could play 8 different instruments, because if he could do it, It's not a bragging session.
It's like, I'm just playing.
Don't hate haters. You know, because these are just people that just showed me, again, these were band directors. Anything I wanted to do, you can do.
That's right.
And I was able to do it and got paid for it. So, you know.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, that's fine.
How many instruments do you still play?
Can I play?
Mm-hmm.
3. I can still play piano, trombone, and bass guitar.
I played the trombone in high school. Yes. Little known fact. I only knew one song, and that was Rumshaker.
Oh, and we're here.
you're
the guy in the studio.
All I want to do.
You're the guy in the studio. Hit the button. See, but Greg told me Rumshaker, and I had to audition on Flight of the Bumblebees.
That seems difficult. God.
Michelle. Hey, Michelle. Bring it back. Bring it back, Michelle.
That's all. And my mama. Love you, mama.
I feel like for comedy, my mom used to work nights, and my dad used to go to work during the day, and so my mom would be asleep in the house, and we would watch these reruns of I Love Lucy and the Dick Van Dyke Show. And so,
two of my favorite shows.
Yeah. I felt like I Love Lucy was kind of zany. And she had the facial expressions and the things and just a visual comedy that I really like. And the fact that she was married to like this really handsome man, like, oh, I could be zany, but men will like me too. Boys will like me too. So that, and then Dick Van Dyke, I feel like with the physical humor as well, I really, really enjoy. And
there's nothing like that opening.
Yes. And so I feel like in terms of stand-up, Richard Pryor, because I feel like no one can get down and deep as he could and make just genius, just say things and connect things and act things out and just... He's the best. And Miss Barnes, my high school drama teacher, that first gave me the opportunity to act and everything. And so yes, that's why I
thank you for making it happy.
I don't think we know. See? Do you still act, Michelle?
See? I do.
You can't tell. She's an
actress. She's an actress.
I'm an actress.
What? Okay, hold. Excuse me.
Tim. I'm a lesbian.
Why the heck are you who you are?
Me?
Why? Please honestly? Tell me why.
Yes.
Seriously. Okay. I'm gonna give you a backstory.
No, no.
Like
you
No, I am. My brothers and I are actually 13 and 15 years apart. So you could say I basically grew up as an only child. When you're an only child, you entertain yourself. So I used to entertain myself.
So you play with yourself.
Well, no. I said up until 13. You're talking about after 13. A lot of long showers, Mo. Anyways... But as far as comedic influences go, my number one comedic influence, I would say, was my father, more so than any stand-up comedian ever. Literally the funniest man I've ever met in my entire life. And he didn't know that he could have been that, but I saw it in him to the point where I remember when we were maybe 20, 21 years old, me and my friends used to request to go over his house.
That was like 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Hey Mo.
Be mature.
I was gonna say focus. The same thing about the hairstyle. Back to what we're saying.
I tried.
We don't used hate to, on the curls.
No, after the club, you know, most we go, you know, you pick up chicks and da da da. My friends used to request to go over to my dad's house just to listen to him talk about his life. And as he talked about his life,
there's always a guy like that on the block.
Exactly.
Not always, but
and he would sit there and he would have you laughing until your stomach hurt. Like my friends used to spend the night because they fell asleep laughing. They stomach hurt so bad. His influences were between Too Short,
wow,
Dolemite, and Richard Pryor. When I say my dad was a damn fool, he used to have headphones on in the grocery store, pushing the cart around, listening to Dolemite, laughing his ass.
Wow.
So comedically, I would say that's where, you know, my little streak comes from. As far as my knowing where to stop it at, that probably comes from my mom.
Thank God for the mother.
No, because my mom had limits. Okay. My dad didn't have no damn limits. He'd be in the church telling people they need to wash their ass. Like he did not care.
See, I love him already. Now like, I feel better. Now like, I want to meet him.
Yeah, not possible. For a multitude of reasons, but yeah, my biggest comedic influence I would have to say is my father, Bob. Any other stand-up comedian, because before any stand-up comedian, it was him.
Okay. All right.
Nice. Yeah.
That's a great story. Nice. Yeah. I like that.
See,
I told you. And then there'll be maybe a different question.
What?
Next week, like a different question.
Exactly. Getting to know the crew.
That okay. Makes my heart Mike, if you you're know, listening, they're switching up your show and you need to catch them quick.
Gussin' at the bando, jury real metal like a candle. Bleak. I went from rad to riches to a feature with tilt. Woo. I went from small car to a with some small lips. And that epiphany made my hip limp. God. I'm going fishing with these little bitty strip dips. Woo. And my bankroll kind of big dip. Woo. She gon' bring it on a big ship. Quite trail, no quick trip. I got drugs in the alley, no tip. Yeah. Woo. And she ain't wanna have a good day. Watch. Smoke way more weed than the guy in LA. I hold them birds till next May.
Damn.
Never let them fly away.
What?
This is what my tip say.
If it ain't about the money, yeah.
Don't be blowing me up. Ain't getting up.
If it ain't about the money.
Ain't no use to you ringing my line. Stop wasting my time.
If it ain't about the money.
Nah, I can't even hear what you say. I ain't finna do.
If it ain't about the money.
You can miss me with it.
you can miss me with it. Turn it. Turn it. Turn it. I pack an 11, I pack an 11. I boom. Turn it. I'm riding a gator, my shoes are deception. What they say? Yeah. I'm sliding like the Reverend, I shoot at the Reverend. Hey. Fans out the grocery store, they stuff with ladies.
Hey, bro, hey.
She try make the extras, I tell on it. Hey, when it's about time to pay, I'ma bail on it.
What you think we in the neighborhood for? Standing at the corner store with a pocket full of dough. I be damned if it wipe a hood. Learned that from UGK, back a pocket full of stone. Put your money down like a book of hard folk. You playing with it, I'ma send them through your car though. My wife flip, see, got Bravo. I'm doing it for black and yellow, free hard-o. The head honcho, no tonto. I'm quick to put some bricks in a Bronco.
I look good with government checkup in here. But yeah, Kevin.
And we're back, man. I did want to take a moment and call a bit of a show audible. Usually we go into deal with it. We're going to come back right with that. But one of our comedic heroes actually had an accident today. And I wanted to kind of, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, shout out to him and make sure everything's good with him. So I caught something from his new, you know, stand-up special that I'm talking about, Tracy Morgan. And I just want to play a little bit of it. Just, you know. Show of solidarity as comedians and funny people, you know. I hope he gets well. I know he's currently in critical condition, so I hope everything, you know, goes well with that. So here's Tracy Morgan from his new stand-up special that'll be airing on Comedy Central.
Life is different. It's different in the suburbs. I realize that because I live in the suburbs now. It's different. Like Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving different in the suburbs. The white people be having nice Thanksgivings and an end on time and everything. In the hood, our Thanksgivings didn't start until like 1 o'clock. They had to give out flyers. Females free before 12, you know? There was dudes outside our apartment talking about, yo, is bitches in there? Thanksgiving in my house didn't start until somebody opened up that Smirnoff. It's going down right then and there. I always had that aunt that was a Jehovah's Witness. No, she ain't supposed to be celebrating no damn holidays, but she showed up anyway with her crazy family because somebody cooked. And she the first one. Nobody paying her attention because she just Jehovah's Witness shit all her life. And then as soon as she get drunk, she the first one to pull that titty out. She's dancing, doing an electric slide with it out. You can't see it, it's electric, but you can't know that it's there. I wanna groove. Yeah, da 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 da. First one get drunk and wanna tell the truth, and we all love it. Hope she bring up Cousin Lonnie. We all know he got a little something extra on the side. She be the first one to tell the truth. Bobby is not that boy's father. And the boy sitting right there, he's 44 years old. Bobby's not that damn boy's father. Y'all know it. Bobby's a good man. He ain't that damn boy's father. And he right there crying. I hate y'all. Y'all ain't no family. Every Thanksgiving, y'all gotta bring my father into it. I can't wait to go back down south, man. Then her husband, Uncle Rick, he crazy. I went to their house one time and I knocked on the door, right? He was on the other side, he knocked back. I said, Rick, you in there? He said, Rick, you in there? I said, Rick, you crazy, man.
He said, Rick, you crazy, man.
I ain't like spending the night at her house. I was like 8 years old. And we get ready to go to bed at night and she wanna threaten us with Armageddon. I gotta have nightmares about Satan. I remember she used to take us on them Bibles, you know, they give out the books like 6 o'clock in the morning, and nobody like Jehovah's Witnesses knocking on their door. But that's the only time your moms let you curse.
Mommy, the Jehovah's Witnesses is at the door. Well, curse at them and tell them to go away. We don't want them damn books.
And you be at the door like this and the people, you better get the fuck away.
That's me on Saturday morning.
Yeah. So shout out to Tracy Morgan and his family.
Shout out, yeah. Prayers, yeah. Up, prayers, yeah. Up.
So now we get to come to one of our favorite subjects. One of our favorite segments.
Did you do that?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
And we're back.
I don't know if I'll ever get used to that one.
Vitamins. Vitamins.
Because I'm happy.
So great.
We can't get no
Hey, hey, Tick, can we get some Deal With It music?
I'm glad you asked, yes. Greg.
Play something. We need some Deal With It. We need some up-tempo Watch Deal With It music.
Play happy. Watch
and we're here.
Wait a minute.
That's the I'm going to go out and start beating down broke people music.
That's that.
I'm going
first. I only got $3.50 in my pocket.
I'm going first.
You're going to skip the line.
I'm going first.
Go ahead, Mo.
Okay, I went out last night. I don't go out too often anymore. I got in at 2 o'clock in the morning. I went to sleep about 3. Jada went to one of her sister's houses in Fort Washington. From Herndon, I went to Fort Washington. From Fort Washington, I came here only not to be able to get in the building and not having eaten since yesterday afternoon. And then Tig wants to harass me the entire show and have me talking about these subjects for which I need energy and a drink, and I have neither. I guess I'm going to have to deal with it, but when the show is over, he's going to have to deal with me.
Okay.
Deal with that.
Deal with it.
And I'll meet you outside like Mike Epps said.
I might need security.
And she's going to jump into her security. Ferrari after she beats you up.
Her Ferrero.
Greg.
All right. My deal with it this week. I just drew a blank.
This show is sad. This show is downright sad. People get it together. Jesus.
It's hot in here.
This little fan. You got the fan. You got the fan.
I'm suffering a heat stroke.
Jeez. Get your life.
Okay.
Okay.
If you're a manager at a cotton factory and you telling your black employees they can't drink out of the water fountain.
No.
And you find yourself in a situation when you leave work, where you're about to get whooped by 20 Negroes. Mm-hmm. Don't be mad when it goes down. Just deal with it.
Deal with it.
Kayla.
Oh, okay. So I just came back from Ocean City, and y'all know that's like 20 miles of beach.
So all
y'all that don't know, they got a bus that runs like a monorail down 15 miles. So we were staying on 117 going all the way down to 1. It is a 55-minute ride. Who does that? But anyway, this is a shout-out to the ladies that got on there from behind. And I tell you, she had a perfect shape, liquid dress on, and she turned around, and the bottom part of her stomach was hanging over her thong.
Ah, shut up.
I'm mad because she looked at everybody. Everybody turned around and gave her the huh look like, what? Yeah. Butterface, who does it? Deal with it.
Deal with it. Michelle.
I am a very pleasant person, generally.
Okay.
But I have a bit of the road rage.
No, not you, Michelle.
I know, and I feel like people try to take advantage because I have my cat eyeglasses on and I look like a cat lady. But on 2 occasions, I had to act the fool on these here streets.
You had to act last. Did you have to act last?
I cursed.
No.
I
how dare
you. Did.
Who what word
no.
did you use?
I guess. So
spell it. Spell it. Which word do you use?
I used the A word.
Okay. No.
What's the second one? Because I'm
and
not so impressed
I used
yet.
The F word.
Like, okay, now I'm impressed. That's
in the same sentence?
Yeah. It was a compound
sentence.
Whoa. It was.
Woo. With an exclamation point.
And he stopped beeping.
So it worked.
Like, it did. And so now
you know what to do. You
like all the time.
There you go. Oh.
So when you see a seemingly nice, quiet cat lady behind the wheel, watch out, snaps on you. You got to deal with it.
Deal with it. Don't watch mess with the cat lady. Watch out for the cat lady.
She gonna get you.
People.
Oh, I think something else going on.
People, we can't be everywhere at all times, but we'd like to be.
Mm-hmm.
Especially me. I'd like to be everywhere at all times. I'd like to get out more. I'd like to see more things.
I'm sure you should.
Especially Solly's on Tuesday nights.
Oh!
Where I happen
not to
be. Where I happen not to be.
And we brought it back.
Last Tuesday.
Full circle.
When Michelle.
Silly voice.
When Michelle. I'm gonna put my hand up on Michelle, bless it, ha ha.
Oh, on it, on her.
Did you say you wanna put your hand where?
Made love to the comics too. I will be first on the mic next week. And I'll be first on the stool.
What you gonna do?
That says a lot.
You going back to that?
I'm
whole,
sad
you
that I missed.
You gonna do after 13 years?
After 13 years.
How did we get here? How did we get here?
All by yourself?
In closing, like,
I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to deal with this.
In closing, I am just so sad.
You
want to like,
carry a towel on stage?
I feel like.
You mean the sock for chafing?
Yes, yes.
What?
I feel like Keith missed the glow flashing. So well, I'm just going to have to be there next time. Same bad time. Same bad channel. I'm gonna have to
deal with it.
Deal with it.
Don't mess with the cat lady.
And that's our show, people.
No, oh, man.
Yeah.
Phew. We started late. It's been so much fun. It's so uplifting. No. Inspiring.
Some sunshine in my life after this show.
We're gonna go around quickly. Twitter handles, where you at? Where you gonna be? Who did
Turn
your hair?
Down for what?
Yes.
First of all, I had my hair last night.
Greg Stevens, you guys can catch me.
Hey, still got the
Facebook, Twitter. Black Mayonnaise, BLK, mayonnaise with two M's.
We still trying to figure out what's all that all about. We need that story. My,
yes.
There's a black next mayonnaise.
Week. I'll tell the story next week. How about
okay.
that?
Thank you.
I'm out. Mo.
www.moniquemakesithappen. It is being updated as we speak. It will be done by the weekend, and Monday you can check out all the new and upcoming things and projects that I will be working on. Finally getting back into the act because I'm feeling better, and it's about that time. So yeah. Facebook Sexy Mo Promotions, Twitter SexyMo_promo, and anybody else, just somebody call somebody else, somebody know me somewhere.
Look from the big black dude in the parking lot.
Excuse me?
You know how to get
the big black dude in the parking lot? Is that what you're saying?
Security.
Security.
Kayla.
Security.
Mike took my social security number and made me a Twitter account.
Yay!
You really needed that.
At Kayla doing it. Won't be here next week because I'm going to do a gig in Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah.
So I won't be nice. Here next week. I gotta start working on my accent and I gotta build up my stamina to dance the soca music.
Yes.
So that's what I'll be doing. Other places y'all can't come because they private, and that's it.
Then why tell us about it? I don't appreciate that. I want to know that we can't come to your private party.
I'm happy.
How you going to tell me about private party that I can't come to?
I'm going to try to get in the streets on somebody's mic somewhere next week, but it's just going to probably be open mic because my phone ain't rung and I'm grip.
And you're moving and you got a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah. So I'm moving and all of that. That's the reason why.
Mm-hmm. I knew it. I was trying to help you out.
Yep. But I can be found on YouTube, Michelle Sometimes. And I can be found on Facebook, Michelle Sometimes. And I also can be found on Twitter, at Michelle My Bell, spelled phonetically. So I hope to see you soon.
All right. Real quick. Catch me on Twitter at Real Tig. Felonious Facebook. I got fans, man. They just really make things, man.
Felonious fans.
Okay, that means the show is over. You hear my beat?
I just want to shout out to our leader, my open mic, Mike Brown.
Yeah.
Michael, come back.
Oh, Mike B. 757 on Twitter. The radio show is Open Mic Radio RR on Twitter. Shout out to our sponsors, Genesis Barbershop and Barber College. Shout them out. I saw Mike had their t-shirt on. It was lovely.
Save me, Michael. It was
Mike Brown will be at the Baltimore Comedy Factory.
Yeah, we will. We will be in the building.
And Chef Jess will be here the 14th. So looking forward to that. Nutrition. It's always good. Download us on the podcast on iTunes. Listen to us on Podbean. Wednesday there will be a reverb of the show. Other than that, you know. We told you how to reach us. Have a good Saturday.
Right. Yeah.
Bye.
We're out.
Bye.
Bye, people.
Bon voyage.
I'm so happy.
Do you want to build a snowman? Come on, let's go and play. I never see you anymore. Come out the door. It's like you've gone away. We used to be best buddies. And now we're not. I wish you